Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad
Shepherd. Fatal hit and run driver is sentenced. More e-cigs are outlawed. Health officials advising not to touch dead seabirds. Mail-in voting in Massachusetts, here to stay. The weather, notable birthdays, and more. It's all coming up. It's Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, and welcome. Tonight, Betty and the Patch rides again at the Majestic Theater. And tickets are available at the box office. Call 747-7797, and there's a 7:30 p.m. curtain. Your forecast for today, the heat is creeping back in very subtly. Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Chance of showers, high of 76. The winds are south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy and foggy and drizzly, and a low near 58. The winds are light and variable. The ultraviolet index at 7. The humidity 63%. Birthday people today include photographer Jim Siner and West Springfield Mayor Will Reichelt. Happy birthday and congratulations. The Daily Hampshire Gazette reporting the driver charged with hitting and killing city musician Charlie Braun last year as he rode his bike near Northampton High School will serve probation, perform 200 hours of community service, and lose her right to drive for 15 years after she pleaded guilty Wednesday to motor vehicle homicide. Haley Kelly Charette, 24, of Williamsburg, accepted a plea deal during an afternoon hearing in Northampton District Court. Additional civil charges of failing to stop for a stop sign and use of an electronic device while driving were dismissed as a condition of the deal. Judge Jennifer Tyne sentenced Kelly Charette to 1 year in jail, which will be suspended as she serves 3 years of probation. Failure to abide by the conditions of probation, prosecutors say, would result in jail time. Now, according to a statement from prosecutors in the wake of the October 6 crash, Kelly Charette was driving south on Woodlawn Avenue when she engaged in a 53-second FaceTime conversation with a friend on her cell phone and was further distracted by her young child in the back seat. State health and environmental officials are advising members of the public to refrain from touching or removing birds from coastal areas that appear sick, injured, or dead, and asking them to report observations of sick or dying birds along the coastline. Now, why this advisory? Well, it comes as Massachusetts has experienced what state ornithologist Andrew Vitz described as a substantial uptick in reports of dead and dying seabirds, including eiders, cormorants, and gulls over the past week. State agencies, including the Department of Fish and Game, reported this week that highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu of course, is suspected to have caused the bird deaths along the coasts. The public asked to report observations of any sick, injured, or dead seabirds. Ducks, seagulls, terns are all part of this via an online form. For domestic birds and poultry, reports can be made to the Division of Animal Health at the Department of Agricultural Resources. That number, 617-626-1795. Federal health officials have been busy. On Thursday, they ordered Juul to pull its electronic cigarettes from the U.S. market. This is the latest blow to the embattled company, widely blamed for sparking a national surge in teen vaping. This action is part of a sweeping effort by the FDA to bring scientific scrutiny to the multi-billion dollar vaping industry after years of regulatory delays. Parents, politicians, and anti-tobacco advocates wanted a ban on the devices that many blame for the rise in underage vaping. Supporters say they can help smokers cut back on regular cigarettes. The FDA also laid out plans to establish a maximum nicotine level for certain tobacco products to reduce their addictiveness. In that announcement, the agency also noted that it has invested in a multimedia public education campaign aimed at warning young people about the potential risks of e-cigarette use. Might you be looking for a yummy snack before or during the big East Longmeadow 4th of July parade? Oh, we're very happy to let you know that Jeannie's Weenies will be set up in front of Rest in Peace 71 Maple Street on July 3rd at 4 p.m. and July 4th at 9 a.m. for the big parade. Best Doggies in Town and Homemade Cookies will be a few of the things on the menu at Jeannie's Weenies. Widespread mail-in voting, officially here to stay in Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker Wednesday signed into law a landmark elections reform bill that allows all voters to cast ballots by mail for presidential, state, and municipal elections, and offers in-person early voting for 2 weeks for biennial state elections and 1 week ahead of presidential or state primaries. Both of these options proved popular and mostly successful as temporary options during the COVID-19 pandemic, with supporters touting substantial voter turnout and engagement despite the public health threats the virus imposed. The new law also moves the deadline for prospective voters to register from 20 days before Election Day to 10 days out, a reform lawmakers embraced after the House snubbed the Senate's push to allow voters to register and cast a ballot on Election Day itself. Every Republican in the legislature voted against the bill, which landed on Baker's desk with a 37-3 vote in the Senate and a 126-29 vote in the House. The GOP governor opted to sign the bill in its entirety rather than veto it or send it back with proposed amendments. Well, that's your Thursday in Western Mass in a nutshell. Things that are happening here, both locally and statewide, that are sure to affect you one way or the other. And I'll be back again Friday for our wrap-up of the week and our look ahead to the weekend. Be up online during the day and available to you on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I certainly hope you'll be with us for that program. Be well, be safe. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.